out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 23rd of August 2019. You're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. We've reached the end of another week. Listeners are driving home in their cars or they're on their lunch break at the moment, and I'm sure they are all looking forward to hearing from my guest today, who is of course the amazing Mr. Grandpa Lampshade. Grandpa, how are you doing today?
Well, Sven, I have a heavy heart today, I'll be honest. I've been sitting here reflecting on the possible errors of our ways here on the dissident right. You know, this notion that we put forward that there will never be an end to the insanity just because, you know, we went with gay marriage and then, of course, the transgenderism and they're inching towards pedophilia and bestiality. And we keep saying that it'll never end, but maybe this is just a crazy conspiracy theory on our part, and maybe they just want us to be more accepting and loving. Maybe the notion, Sven, that there is no end to the absurdity, maybe this is just all in our heads.
Yes, perhaps we jumped the gun there, because just how much further can you go than trans speciesism? I guess you could become a trans virus, maybe actually die. Maybe that would be the only thing that people could do once they've started being able to change species. That, of course, they're not actually changing species. They're just mutilating themselves and engaging in body modification to do this. And normally I don't include the actual title of the articles that we're going to discuss, but I think I will today because it's a particularly good one. This comes from the Daily Mail. Top of my priorities is to say goodbye to Mr. Bojangles, my penis. Former banker, 58, spends £75,000 on 18 horn implants, castration, and ear removal to become a trans species reptilian. And of course, this is really. Of course, this is all really just about people wanting to draw attention to themselves, I think, which is what we will see here. A 58-year-old former banker turned dragon lady has spent a whopping $75,000 on more than 20 body modification procedures to transform into a genderless mythical creature. Apparently that's what it believes that it is. Tiamat Legion Medusa, who identifies as a trans species reptilian, has undergone castration, ear removal, tongue splitting, and 18 horn implants over the past 2 decades after an AIDS diagnosis left them fearing for their life. I am in the process of going genderless, so I prefer they, them pronouns, the Los Angeles resident explained. My ultimate preference is simply to be called an it, just like my own kind, the snakes. Well, I would agree with him there that he should be referred to as it, I think here. What do you think of this, Grandpa?
I don't know. We couldn't make this stuff up. I mean, if we sat around and just tried, like, you know, if, say a couple years ago or 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, when we were a little further back up the road of insanity, and would have said, you know, in just a few short years, we're going to have, what is this, trans species reptilian? People, they'd have been like, oh, yeah, yeah, I think you're so funny. You just think you're over the top. No. It's apparently a real thing. Them, as if there's multiple of them. And I'd like to know who, like, you know, I mean, I guess little kids do that. But, I mean, what, like, actual grown adult people that are saying, which I guess this is the big catcher, I mean, actually has a name for their penis. I mean, who does that? I mean, who names their dingus? I can tell you, apparently, Tiamat Legion Medusa, that's who. If you have a, if you go around and name your penis, then you are in company with Tiamat Legion Medusa, the they-them AIDS person who is just like their own kind, the snake. The snakes. I don't know. I don't even know how we can I can even make fun of it. It's like it's so over the top in and on its own.
Well, there's a bit of a contradiction here, isn't there? I mean, this person calls himself a dragon lady and claims that they're going genderless, and yet at the same time, they've named their penis Mr. Bojangles. And there's another, yeah, and that doesn't really make sense, does it? And they're saying they're trans species, but at the same time, they're saying they're going genderless. So a genderless trans species, how can a species reproduce itself if it doesn't have any gender? It's not possible, is it? Another thing that's not possible, which I doubt, is that this mestizo person, who really just looks like a Negro now that he's had all these operations, it just made him look like a Negro with reptilian style skin. But apparently he was actually a banker, so that must have been some kind of diversity hire, I guess. Let's find out some more about him. Tiamat, who was born Richard Hernandez, had a difficult childhood, what a surprise, and developed a kinship with snakes at an early age. I was abandoned by my parents in the middle of the woods at night, deep in the heart of South Texas, where the western diamondback rattlesnake abounds, they recalled. It was then when my human parents shoved me out of the car to leave me there like unwanted trash that I adopted the venomous rattler as my parents. Tiamat said their parents left them and two of their other three siblings close enough to the family farm so that their maternal grandparents would find them. This reminds me of these Holocaust stories where they were brought up by wolves and they were brought up by snakes in this instance in South Texas. Is this a neighbor of yours, Grandpa?
Yes, this is, I can, you're right on the Holocaust analogy because I can smell the bullshit from here. There, if he was going to tell a story about the woods, it would have needed to be East Texas. South Texas is just like it sounds. South Texas. And what borders South Texas? Mexico. Now, if you think of northern Mexico, where it borders South Texas, do you think of woods? No, I don't think so. The woods in South Texas. Oh, yes. Yes. This is a totally believable story. Now, the being abandoned part might be real because maybe, you know, maybe this guy was like a weirdo as a little kid and his parents were like, oh my gosh, you know, we have a snake child or something. Yeah, it's obviously, I mean, this is just obviously a made up story, but we don't have live in a world where like, you know, I mean, this being in and of itself considered a story. So I guess we shouldn't be surprised that the quote unquote journalist that wrote the story didn't bother to like check and see if there's actual woods in South Texas. They just take the lady dragon, genderless species reptilian, Mr. Bojangles penis having a guy's word for it, because obviously he doesn't look like somebody that would lie to me.
I think the truth of it is his parents just left him in the backyard, I should imagine. I'm surprised he hasn't talked about leaving a trail of breadcrumbs so that he could find his way back home after the parents had dropped him off in the woods there. He obviously has fantasies about fairy tales and possibly fantasies about the Hollow Hoax too. He continues with his story. He says, my grandfather, sadly, would continue to abuse me verbally, emotionally and physically, all because my grandfather hated my father. And I was named after my father and the spitting image of him, he explained. Tiamat struggled with being born a boy and came out as gay at the age of 11, which resulted in bullying and self-harm. But their dreams of being a girl were kept hidden. Well, possibly it could have been that he actually came out as gay to his grandfather. That may have been some cause of the disappointment that he actually had rather than hating his father. And just bring a sensible point here about this. I mean, a lot of the reason why people turn homosexual is lack of a father being there. They have father issues. And that's what this is telling us really, is that he didn't have a father there. He was brought up by a grandfather who really didn't fulfill the role of a father very well. And the result of that was that he was homosexual. And of course, being a homosexual, that wasn't enough for him, because these people that are homosexual, they know deep down that what they're doing is wrong. So they then think that there must be something else. There's always got to be something else. He thinks that he's a woman, and then he decides to live as a woman, and then he realizes that that's not enough, and really he must be a trans species. And really what it all is that this person is uncomfortable in the body that they have, which is, you know, that's pretty sad. But the way to deal with it is to just deal with it. That's your body. There, you know, you have to deal with it. But they aren't told that. They're told that they can actually transmogrify into being some kind of reptile dragon queen. And really, it's just about wanting attention. They want to be the center of attention. He didn't get the attention that he wanted from his father. He didn't get the attention that he wanted from his grandfather. So he decided to make a spectacle of himself. And now, of course, he's getting the attention. He's in the newspapers. But of course, along the way, he ended up contracting AIDS. I mean, really, this is the way that people should be trying they should be trying not to go down this route. Fathers should not be splitting up from mothers, basically, because the chances of the child then turning out messed up in the head and homosexual are vastly increased than if they stayed there with the mother. I think that's the, you know, that's the real point that we can take away from this, I think, Grandpa.
I'm sorry. I'm still hung up on the fact that if he was a spitting image of his father, was his father a gecko? Now, I'm thinking horny toad. Because I've seen the pictures, you know, I mean, people are listening to this. They haven't seen the picture. I've seen the pictures. And if he's the spitting image of his father, I'm thinking daddy was a horny toad. And and I'm also thinking, you know, his dreams of being a girl, but now he wants to be a reptilian. So I guess the dream changed, you know, I mean, he wanted to be a girl, but now that, like you say, that wasn't enough. So now we're going full reptilian. Yeah. And I read this stuff and, you know, came out as gay at the age of 11, prepubescent, comes out as gay. Bullshit. Bullshit. I would say probably at age 11 was when somebody probably started molesting him. We know how this crap, a lot of this crap gets started. And at around age 11, I would be willing to bet money that by that time, if not earlier, this individual is probably being molested. And lo and behold, you know, shock of shocks, he's now a mental case. But that didn't stop him from being able to become a banker. And maybe that's where it all comes together, because, you know, the reptilian, the snake-like reflection, you know, tied in with being a banker, it kind of all sort of makes sense if you think about it that way.
It does, doesn't it? Reptilians and the bankers. I'm sure David Icke would be interested in this story. Well, after graduating high school in 1979, Tiamat escaped the small town of Bruny and moved to Houston, where they started working as an entry-level clerk for J.P. Morgan Chase. Through my 15-year tenure, I rose to become a banking vice president and client manager in the bank's corporate banking division, where I managed a diverse portfolio of corporate clients for the bank, including one of the bank's top 10 clients, they recalled. And as I say, I'm sure that that's part of some kind of diversity agenda, and he was put there in some kind of a role where they could say, well, look, we've got this non-white person that's working for us, we support diversity. I doubt whether he was actually responsible for any kind of position where he could actually do any damage to the bank, being a mestizo. And you were pointing out what he looks like there, Grandpa. I would imagine that his daddy was actually a Negro, looking at him, unless that's the plastic surgery that he's done. He wanted to make himself look like a Negro. He's clearly a mestizo. The former banker decided to modify their body for the first time with a pair of $400 horns in 1997, after they were diagnosed with HIV and then AIDS, which was considered a death sentence at the time. Because I thought I was going to die, I started modifying my body as I felt I was in a race against time, explained Tiamat, who has since made a full recovery and is now classed as undetectable and untransmittable. Of course, that, you know, that's just what everybody wants to do when they find out they've only got a certain amount of time to live. They decide to chop their ears off, chop their testicles off, put plastic horns into themselves, slice their nose off and slice their tongue in half. I mean, that's quite an understandable desire to have, I think, don't you think, Grandpa, if you only had weeks to live or whatever it was that he was told?
Totally on my bucket list, horn implants. You know, you know, somebody said, oh, well, you know, you've only got, 6 weeks to live. It's like, do I have time to get horn implants? Because I'm totally, this story, I mean, the guy's story, its story, because that's what he prefers, is it. Its story about his background is just, again, it's just complete over the top. Attention-seeking, I mean, the wording of it, escaped from the small town of Bruny. Escape? Was he, like, in a jail there? Was he locked up into a prison? I still can't help but to think, like, the longer he was at J.P. Morgan Chase, the more he began to identify as a snake person, because again, you know, that just that that influence there, you know. How would you like to you get turned down for your business loan, your small business loan, and you're like, man, I'm gonna go down, I want to meet this guy face to face, I want to see, you know, who turned me down for the loan. And you go down there and it's this guy, but it's what you have to expect in clown world.
Are you being anti-Semitic there, Grandpa? Are you sort of linking bankers with reptiles there? Is that what this guy is doing? Perhaps he's a closet anti-Semite, as well as a genderless trans-species reptoid kind of thing. Tiamat is named after the Mesopotamian goddess who is the symbol of the chaos of primordial creation. They took hormones to grow 38B breasts and also underwent prostate removal and castration, removing the testicles, while transitioning from male to female. However, they now want to be genderless. This really gets me. You know, it doesn't mean that somebody is transitioning from male to female because they've removed their testicles and pulled their prostate gland out. That means that they've mutilated themselves. I mean, that's a real insult to females to claim that all they are is men that don't have any testicles or a prostate. I mean, this guy obviously still has a penis, and even if he was to chop his penis off, he would still be a man. He would just be a mutilated man, a very sad person that's just craving attention by doing all these crazy things to his body. I just think it is so insulting to women to claim that these creatures, they have actually transitioned to being female. It's just not possible.
Well, and the thing is, you have to bear in mind, is all of this crazy shit we're reading here that this guy has had done. I mean, medical professionals did this. So, like, when you get hurt, like, actually doing work or, you know, you have something wrong with your body, and if you're listening to the show and you've had to deal with, like, trying to get medical issues taken care of, and you've had to jump through all the hoops, and they won't talk to you unless you have insurance and this and that, and you don't have the money, and, you know, you've got something seriously wrong with you, or say your wife or your child has something wrong with them, and you're trying, you know, you see people out there on the street, you know, like, you know, or people setting up GoFundMes, you know, my wife has cancer, please help, we can't afford the treatment. Remember, medical professionals spent their time to get horns on this guy, remove his prostate, cut off his testicles, help him grow 38B breasts, and help him to look like a to look like a snake. This is where we're at here in clown world. While people are out begging for money to get their little kid leukemia treatments, our healthcare professionals are busy doing bullshit like this. Pardon my French, but I mean, seriously, I mean, this kind of stuff, we laugh at it and it's funny, but at the same time, clown world is only ironically funny. It's really kind of, kind of makes you angry. Again, you see people, they're struggling. The healthcare system in America, it's the greatest in the world if you're rich, but otherwise, you know, they don't care. They literally do not care if you go die, if you don't have money. And yet, medical professionals are spending, because we're told, oh, well, it has to be this way because these medical professionals have to be compensated for all the years of training and schooling and honing their medical skills so that they can cut this guy's nuts off, so that he can become closer to his dream of a reptilian person. Meanwhile, your 8-year-old daughter who has leukemia and you don't have the money for the treatments, yep, tough. you're, you know, tough. Just go out there and pound sand and start planning her funeral, because our medical professionals are busy taking care of pressing matters such as this.
And of course, they say that the reason for allowing this transgender surgery is because these people, or these men, are really women inside. So what are they saying here? Are they saying that the reason for this is because he really is a reptile inside? And of course, if you encourage and allow doctors to mutilate people, and then these people to then call themselves women, what is to stop them going along with other people's delusions? What is to stop them going along with crazy people who think that they should have their arms amputated or their legs amputated? And there are these people about that believe that they shouldn't have an arm there, and they will pay to get their arm chopped off, because this is where it ends up, with people chopping bits of their body off and inserting things under the skin. And it's all just a scream for attention. They're all just total narcissists that have to have people looking at them all the time. He says, "I am a trans species reptilian, and I call myself a reptoid, being part human, part reptilian," Tiamat wrote on their Facebook page. "Over the course of 2 decades, the wannabe dragon has gotten 18 horn implants, both ears removed, and a partial nose removal and reshaping inspired by the Harry Potter villain Voldemort." And besides this, he's also had his tongue split in two. But to have your ears removed, there's no medical reason for that. He's just paid somebody to cut his ears off. I mean, surely there must be laws against mutilating people that are deluded and think that they're actually half human, half reptilian. And how can this go on, Grandpa? Well, surely they must have laws in America to prevent people chopping body parts off because they're deluded and think they're part reptilian, surely?
No, it's America. This is the welcome to the end road of the American dream of capitalism. Yeah, exactly. If you got the money, honey, I got the time. If you got the money, I'll cut your nuts off and your ears and help you to look like, you know, a reptilian person, because that's who you think you are. Again, we've been saying for years that there's no end to it. You know, at some point in time, society, you know, I mean, individuals like us sit here and point out the lunacy of this, but at some point in time, until society as a whole steps up and says, you know, enough with this. We're not going along. We're not going to call you they and them because you imagine that you're a dragon person or whatever the hell, and you're obviously screwed up head. You know, we're not going along with it. No more. Enough. Until society as a whole does this, it'll never quit. There'll be more demands. There'll be more demands that you go along. And again, no, yeah, if you got the money, apparently you can get anything. You can mutilate yourself to your heart's content, and no medical professional, nobody stops along the road and says, you know, no, I'm not doing that. I don't care how much money you have. You're nuts. You know, get the hell out of here. In fact, I'm calling mental health professionals because you're obviously insane. And just one final little tell here I'd point out as we look at this. You ever notice none of these people, like virtually none of these people who are obviously off the deep end, they never want to get themselves like modified to look like an angel or something? They always go with the demonic. They always go with the demonic angle. I think there's maybe something to that as well.
Yeah, that's a good point there. It's like part of their soul understands that what they're actually doing to themselves is wrong. So they try to make themselves look evil because they understand what they're actually doing is evil. But that will be in their subconscious part. Well, apparently Tiamat has had all but 6 teeth removed, with those remaining sharpened to points. The whites of both their eyes are permanently stained green, and they had a tongue bifurcation to mimic a snake's fork. "It is my goal and mission to shatter the gender binary and to inspire others out there to embrace being non-binary by sharing my story of going genderless," they said. But he's not going genderless. Saying having your tongue sliced in half and your eyes stained green and your teeth removed and sharpened, what has that got to do with gender? It's got nothing to do with it at all. He just doesn't like his body, basically, and he's attacking it and mutilating it and using this craze for transgenderism that we have at the moment to sort of leapfrog on that and encourage people to go further, because this is what happens. So these transgenders, they're not happy with the way that their body are, even after they've gone the whole way and they've chopped Mr. Bojangles off. They're still not going to be happy with it. More of them commit suicide after having this transitioning operation than they do beforehand, because they realize that actually it hasn't solved their problems. It hasn't turned them into a woman. This hasn't turned this thing into a woman. It hasn't turned them into a dragon either. And once the news stories stop being about them, he'll probably end up committing suicide as well. But he won't admit that to people. He'll try and encourage others to do exactly the same thing as him. That's what he's talking about here. It's my goal and mission, la-di-da-di-da, to inspire others out there to embrace being non-binary, whatever that means. I guess it means this gender thing. But he's basically trying to encourage people to do the same thing that he's done, which is, you know, who would want their children to be encouraged to look like that? I mean, he looks disgusting. Like a mutilated Negro is what he looks like to me.
He's inspiring people to insanity. I mean, it's, yeah. You know, it's funny because we live in a society where they're basically telling everybody, and this is part of one of the things that's an attack on your mind and if you're a believer, your spirit, is that you're constantly being bombarded with all of this stuff in our society. And so much of it is contradictory. And your mind on a subconscious level will sit here and try to work the contradictions out. Even if you don't pick them up, your subconscious does. And it'll sit there and your mind will focus on these contradictions. But they aren't solvable because it's pure insanity. I mean, we live in a society where people are constantly being told there's something wrong with them mentally. You know, I mean, you can't just be having a bad day. You suffer from this sort of condition. Anybody could, random person could go and start seeing a psychiatrist. And I guarantee you within a week, you would be diagnosed with some sort of mental something wrong with you. Oh, you have this disorder. You obviously suffer from a disorder. Here, Goyim, take some prescriptions. And and yet at the same time, we're bombarded with things such as this, and we're told that this is somehow normal. Somebody that is obviously literally insane. I mean, in non-clown world, this person would be in a mental institution. You wouldn't have doctors cutting them up and trying to help them look like a lizard person and telling them, yeah, that's perfectly okay. They would be in a mental institution getting hopefully some kind of treatment, or if nothing else, out of society as a whole. But no, instead, we're told that we need to refer to them as they, then we need to be accepting of the fact that they're a genderless reptilian dragon lady person, whatever the hell it is, while at the same time, they're going around and telling normal people that there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong. You wouldn't have these views. You wouldn't be upset with things such as this unless there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you. We need to look at these people. There's something wrong with them. They obviously have a mental issue. They bombard you with the contradiction and it attacks your mind. And we see our society just keeps getting sicker and sicker and sicker because they tell the normal people there's something wrong with you. Here, this is what must be celebrated.
Species phobia. You're sounding a little bit trans species phobic there, Grandpa. It's a reversal of all the norms, basically. It's a reversal of the standards of beauty. And we're being told that ugliness is beauty. And we're having our morals reversed. And we're having these people presented to us as if they are the moral guardians. You know, he's the talking down to us that he wants to shatter the gender binary because apparently that's some kind of bad thing, and he wants to encourage people to go genderless and accept people like that. So what he's basically doing is reversing morality and then speaking to us as if he's the moral guardian and we're the ones that are deficit in some way. And you know, it's quite an important point that you make there, Grandpa, about all these people that are diagnosed as having some kind of condition, they're diagnosed as having depression, and then this is what's being put forward to us as normality. And these people that suffer from depressions and delusions and what have you, if only they were to mutilate their body like this, then they would be presented as being an heroic, courageous person that's fought against persecution and oppression all their lives. Well, as I was saying, he hasn't quite yet finished with all the mutilations. In the next year, they plan to embellish their head-to-toe tattooed rainbow scales, get more horn implants, and add purple ink to both their eyeballs. "My metamorphosis is nowhere near done," they explained. "Top of my priorities is to say goodbye to Mr. Bojangles, my penis, as soon as possible." So he still hasn't done that ultimate mutilation, but even when he does, he's going to continue adding more and more to this, I think. Purple ink to the eyeballs, rainbow scales, and of course he had to fit the rainbow in there. And again, that's a total inversion of reality. What's the rainbow a symbol of? The rainbow is a symbol of the Christian God. It's the symbol of the Christian God in the Old Testament, and he shows us the rainbow as a promise that he would never destroy the world by a flood again. And why was the world destroyed by a flood? Because there was miscegenation going on. And what was the next thing that got destroyed? Sodom got destroyed because it was homosexuals in Sodom, which is obviously what this person is. And yet the homosexuals have decided that they're going to use the rainbow as their symbol, when the rainbow is really a symbol of colors being separate. It's anti-diversity. It's certainly anti-homosexuality. It's a symbol of a god that outlaws homosexuality entirely. So I think that fits in with this reversal of our norms as well, Grandpa.
Well, you know, if there's you hear the saying, you know, a canary in the coal mine, you know, because back in the day, you know, the coal miners would go down there and they would take a canary, you know, they'd take a bird in a cage. And if the bird suddenly started acting sick or fell over dead, you know, because the bird was more sensitive and it was like a warning, and the coal miners might have a chance to get out before they all got gassed in the coal mine, before they all got gassed in the coal mine, or there was an explosion or something and killed them all. So they would take this, and that was like an early warning. And that's where we get the saying, you know, a canary in the coal mine. I was just thinking about how art for a society is much like that. It plays much the role of that. You think about years ago, I'm talking 20 years ago, and we've seen this de-evolving of art in our society. And it was a canary in the coal mine. You know, you look at the ancient works, you look at beautiful paintings of a landscape, you look at Hitler's paintings that got turned down for, you know, it's like, oh, you don't have any talent, you can't be an artist. And you know, I mean, I don't know that they're necessarily breathtaking, but they were pretty good. Better than anything I could do. I thought they were pretty. But you look at the great artworks, and you look beautiful portraits and beautiful scenery and all of this. And then, you know, it devolved and you wound up with, you know, they put a crucifix in a jar of piss. Here's some artwork for you. You know, here's some woman spreading menstrual blood on a canvas. It's art. And you know, 20 years ago, they were doing stuff like this, and people were like, well, this is just crazy. But it was the canary in the coal mine. And just as now we've gone down further and further down this road. And here we are again. Once again, the insane are being held up and put on a pedestal as like you said, our moral superiors, when they're obviously they're nuts. This guy is a lunatic. But we're told we're supposed to treat somebody like this as though like they have something meaningful to bring to a societal discussion. The ugly, we're told the ugly is beautiful. The degenerate are moral superiors. It's just, this is what the implosion, you know, this is what societal collapse looks like. It's all around us. And I don't know. It's just breathtaking, you know, because being somebody that's 20 years old, their lifetime experience is their life. At 20 years, you know, this is some level of this insanity. You know, I mean, it's been around their whole time. They don't know any different. But for some, you know, those of us that have been around a few years and we remember back when things weren't completely insane, and to look back at that and look how far and how quickly we've gone downhill as a society. And how we obviously we haven't hit the bottom yet. I don't know, where's the bottom? How do you top trans species, genderless dragon lady snake person who has a penis named Mr. Bojangles that apparently he plans to put into a guillotine. And I would say Mr. Bojangles did nothing wrong, but obviously he has. So, yeah, execute Mr. Bojangles' ass. But how we top this? And you want to say, well, this has got to be the bottom. This has got to be the end of it. But yet, deep down in a disturbing way, we know that somehow it probably isn't.
Yeah, they'll be able to find more. I think you bring up a good point there with the degenerate modern art. I mean, this is like a more advanced symptom. It's the same symptom as the modern art and the ugly modern art, and it's just a more advanced version of it where people are doing this harm to themselves now and making themselves look degenerate rather than just doing it on a canvas. They're actually doing it to their bodies, to the beauty that is the human body. They've got some final things to say here. Tiamat, who hopes their full transformation will be complete by 2025, wants people to understand that undergoing body modification doesn't make you stupid. I would have suggested it's the other way around, actually. You'd have to be pretty stupid in the first place to undergo the body modification. I don't think it's some kind of result of the body modification. He says, people think that modified people, especially those who go to great extremes to look like something in a sci-fi film, are losers and dumb as dirt. In my past life as a man, I was a banking vice president at one of the nation's largest financial institutions. I want people to know that modified people are just as intelligent, kind, loving, and good as anyone else, he added. Just because I had my ears removed does not mean my brain just rolled out and I'm just a blithering idiot. Well, you'd have to be pretty unbalanced and unstable to have your ears removed. I mean, does he not think that ears are actually there for a reason? Does he not think that human beings don't actually have a bifurcated tongue for a reason? Does he think we don't actually need the other 20 teeth that he's had removed? I mean, it's not that we're saying that he's stupid, it's that we're saying that he's living under some kind of a delusion which is spreading among our people that we wish to do all we can to prevent people from succumbing to. That's the point of this. Anyway, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless, and hail victory.